Blue Crush opens this weekend. It's a surfing movie that just might have wider appeal. That's because, says critic David Edelstein, you don't have to catch a wave to experience the sound and color of the roiling surf. The movie does it for you.
I'm going to be the best surfer in the world. You have to imagine a little girl saying that. It's the opening of Blue Crush, the voiceover of young Anne Marie against these giant Hawaiian waves they call double overheads. You pick up a lot of surf terminology from this movie. Before the credits roll, the now grown-up Anne Marie, who's played by Kate Bosworth, wakes up her beach shack mates, and when they say, "It's too early," she says, "It's double overheads." And they say, "Double overheads." And they jump up and head for the beach. And they gaze with religious awe on those great blue giants. And they ready themselves for the crush. My daughter's 20-ish babysitter said her friends have been readying themselves all summer for Blue Crush, the surfer chick flick. The posters went up in early June of three tough-looking bikini babes clutching their long boards, with Michelle Rodriguez from Girl Fight and with blonde Kate Bosworth in the center looking sultry and hard and a little bit spooked. She spooked because 3 years earlier, Anne Marie got slammed into a reef while surfing in Oahu's Pipe Masters competition. The pipe flattened Anne Marie. She nearly drowned. In her dreams, she relives that head bashing over and over. In 7 days, she'll take on the Pipe Masters again, against the best female surfers in the world, with TV and sponsors looking on, with people who can save her from a life of dead-end chambermaid jobs. The resolution won't surprise you, but the journey just might. Blue Crush isn't tongue-in-cheek, like that cheerful cheerleader picture, Bring It On. It's based on an article by Susan Orlean about an impoverished but obsessive female subculture, and it's serious. As directed by John Stockwell, who made the surprisingly decent Kirsten Dunst teen pick Crazy Beautiful, it's a very odd combination of indie grit and studio flash, a feminist pep talk and rock and roll montage. Blue Crush is a fair description of how the movie operates. It batters you. It flips you end over end. It isn't good, exactly. The characters are commonplace and bland, and the movie sticks too close to formula. But it's vivid, and it may strike a chord with young women who long to see the terms of the go-for-it genre redefined. The go-for-it picture means something different with male and female protagonists. It's still about facing your greatest fears, but for men it's often a matter of measuring up to your dad's expectations and beating the pants off your sneering opponent. The women's go-for-it picture says your dad's expectations are irrelevant. It's not about vanquishing your opponent. It's about finding the power within yourself and thereby connecting with a sort of feminine oversoul. That sounds new agey, but surfer flicks have a history of transcendentalism, and this movie isn't exactly subtle in the choices it lays out. Anne Marie's dad is gone, and her mother has abandoned the family for some sort of quasi-prostitution gig in Vegas. And Anne Marie may follow suit. The turning point in the movie comes when a visiting quarterback starts buying her sexy dresses and lets her lounge in his hotel suite. Will Anne Marie meet her destiny out in the Tube Masters? Or will she become, in effect, a tube mistress? The quarterback's trophy squeeze, what the movie calls a pro-ho. That dilemma is only possible when you cast a CoverGirl blonde as your athletic heroine, but it does have some larger resonance. It stands for the ways in which most women in this culture, like it or not, have to come to terms with the fantasy of being saved. I wish I could tell you the movie resolves the issue in a brave or even in an interesting way, but it ducks it, because the dreamboat quarterback turns out to have been raised in a house full of girls. So he poses as a lover, but he comes to act like the world's most supportive brother. In the Pipe Masters climax, it's Anne Marie against the wave, with the people on shore holding their collective breath.
Super clean west-northwest swell. Pipe and back door both open.
Yeah, just be patient. Don't get too anxious. It's four wave sets with 20-second intervals. Take your time.
Don't take the first wave of the set. Third wave looks the best.
Here comes Kennelly, take it off. Steve draw.
She's fierce, man.
Covered up. Oh, she makes it out.
I'm way out of my league.
Hey, no worries. Just go out there and have fun.
Fun.
You can hear the waves in that excerpt, and that roar is overwhelming when the camera moves into the surf. But I'd have liked Blue Crush better if just one surfboard ride had been left unmolested by MTV montage. No film has ever brought you inside the wave in a way that's so trippy. The pipe is almost literally that. It's when the crest of the wave curls over and makes a tunnel that's always a second or two from folding in on itself, and the camera rockets through that spiral in a way that makes your stomach gyrate. I've never surfed, but I did jump out of an airplane once. I remember the way my senses went into an uproar when I left, and that's what these sequences feel like, a sensual uproar. The characters in Blue Crush are pipsqueaks, but played against 30-foot-high waves and what the ads call 60 tons of pressure, they have a mythic scale. Cowabunga.
David Edelstein is the movie critic for the online magazine Slate.